Well, I bumped into Joe Watmore, Emily Scarrett and James Rodwell. Let's start with you, Emily. The girls did a fantastic job in Tokyo and you must be looking forward to getting to Twickenham and getting to London.
Yeah, really excited. It's going to be my first sevens experience in an England shirt, so just really looking forward to it and hopefully build on the momentum, like you say, coming out of Hong Kong and coming out of Dubai as well.
And Joe, you were involved in those games on the other side of the world and scoring some incredible tries, running ridiculous distances. What's it going to be like to play in front of that home crowd?
I think it's going to be great playing on home soil. And as I said, having like family and friends there that, you know, support you when you're not at working or support you financially, and then having them taking in the atmosphere and enjoying it with you is going to be a great occasion.
Absolutely. And James, you know, it's going to be such a party at Twickenham. Everyone's going to be coming down, getting into the fancy dress spirit of things. And you guys are going to hopefully look to put on a good show for them.
Yeah, definitely. The crowd's amazing here in London. I was fortunate enough to play in 2009 when we won it here. And the crowd's got bigger and bigger ever since. And I'm excited to get on the field and play in front of it.
And with Sevens being involved in the next Olympics, how important is it for you guys to, you know, obviously people turn up, they want to enjoy the rugby and they want to have a bit of a party. Some of them, let's say, might not be the most devoted of Sevens fans turning up to Twickenham and filling the bars. But, you know, what do you guys need to do in front of them so that people really get behind Sevens as a unique sport and what you guys could possibly represent for England in those Olympics in Rio?
I think we've just got to put on a bit of a show. We've got to play for each other, play for the shirt, and just enjoy our rugby. Make the crowd happy, basically. If we're winning, they're going to be happy and they're going to be drinking more and having a good party.
Yes, absolutely. And the girls' competition, there's going to be the semi-finals and the finals that are going to take place in the main stadium. So that's going to be quite different for you guys as well, possibly playing in some of your biggest crowd, in front of some of the biggest crowds you have done.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we get to play here rarely at 15s level and, you know, our crowd then is minimal at times. So to get to play here in front of, you know, hopefully up to 80,000 people, you know, straight after the men, it's going to be hopefully a fantastic occasion, hopefully something we can do really well in.
And Joe, are the women going to lift the trophy?
Hopefully. We've been working hard since we got back from Hong Kong to try and improve individually. So hopefully it'll be ours to come home win on home, so it'll be nice.
Yes, absolutely. And finally, for you ladies particularly, do you feel that the women's seven side is stepping up now to a point that the RFU are going to have to think about, you know, devoting a little bit more time, energy and ultimately money to your side of the sport? Go on, Joe.
No, I think we've got a good base at the minute. You know, we've got players like Emily that have come from 15s, come across to 7s. And there's also players like Lydia Thomas that have come from 7s and are going to go on to make a debut in 15s. So I think there's a crossover on both halves. I think both financially and funded all exactly the same. So I think it's great that both teams and the depth of the England team that they can actually do that.
And Emily, have you found that crossover?
Yeah, a little bit challenging. You know, obviously a lot more running involved, but you know, really enjoying that. Legs are definitely feeling it, but yeah, no, we're just really excited to get out there and get playing.
Excellent. Well, best of luck to you guys and to you, James, as well. The England side may not have done as well as they possibly could have done around the other stages at the other sides of the world and the other locations, but you'll be hoping that in Glasgow and London you guys can really excel.
Yeah, definitely. A few games have been close this year and we've just missed out in certain stages of the competition by losing by sort of a score or less, and you know that is sevens, that's what makes it exciting, and hopefully the results will go our way in the next two tournaments and we finish the season on a high.
Great. Best of luck, guys.
Thank you.